thank you for your awesome presence, our God of miracles. Thank you for all what you have started to do even before we came into this place. Thank you, Lord, that none of us will leave here the same way as we have come. Lord, we bless you and we say thank you. Thank you as you guide us through the word, your word of life, the word of grace of life, the word of your power, the word of your miracles, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for the spirit of understanding, wisdom, knowledge, counsel, power and might, and the fear of God filling our hearts. Thank you for grace to rightly divide your word. Lord, I am but a child, Lord. I'm your child. Thank you for speaking through me. Lord, we give you all the glory that I myself am your miracle, Lord, and I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord and say to somebody, I am God's miracle. I am God's miracle in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Please let's open to Philippians chapter 1. And we are going to look at verses 19 and 20. We all know Apostle Paul was in troubles of life, afflictions of life. So it's not the news now because the scripture says many are the afflictions of the righteous. The news is, but the Lord delivers him from them all. The God of miracles. The one who has all the power to do and undo. He is the deliverer. And so in all the situations of life, our God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, given to us to help us with things in this fallen world, is the God of miracle. He's available to help us all of our days on the face of the earth. But there are some things we have to put in place, basic Christian things. And so we see here Apostle Paul in the midst of trouble. Look at what he said. Please let's take it from verse 18 to 20. Please let's go. What then, notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also, Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. In Jesus' name, amen. And so again, we see one thing. Paul made mention of his salvation, his deliverance from this trouble, his latest trouble, through what? Prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And we thank God that we have the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The same Spirit Paul is talking about is on the inside of you and I, and he's upon us all, and he's with us all, and he's in our midst, is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So the same Spirit of Jesus Christ, also called the Holy Spirit, also called the Holy Ghost, is available to help you and I with the things of life. But look at a great key. Verse 20. Please let's read it. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Amen. See a key. According that Spirit of Christ will flow, his salvation will come, and this is based on his earnest expectation. You see, as he hoped. As he hoped. So you can see he is praying. Others too are praying with him in that situation. But look at a great key. Those praying himself and those praying with him, look at the key in verse 20. According to my earnest expectation and my hope. The Amplified Version says, this is in keeping with my own eager desire and persistent expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. In other words, he says, I will be victorious in this situation, whether I'm still in the earthen vessel or I am removed from the earthen vessel. This latest trouble, I will be victorious because I expect and I hope in my Christ to save me. And so you can see a great key. That is what the Lord expects you and I to be. To have hope. To expect Christ that no matter the troubles of life, he will deliver you and I. Remember, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers him from them all. Please let's open to Nahum chapter 1. Nahum chapter 1 and verse 7. Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. Please let's read it together. Please let's go. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Please let's go again. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Let's read it again. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Please underline, he knoweth them that trust in him. You see, hope is a condition of the heart, and of course, that hope filling the heart, the hope is from the Holy Spirit. And as we continue to look into the Word of God daily, as our faith is increasing, hope will rise up, hope will increase, flowing, flooding the spirit, flowing into the soul. And we will be people of hope, in other words, always expecting Jesus to sort us out. Always expecting Jesus to give us victory. Always expecting Jesus to make way where there seemed to be no way. But there's a great key. And he knoweth them that trust in him. So you can see, God sees into the heart and soul. Nothing is hidden from God. He knows those who are of hope, who trust in him to always deliver them from the troubles of life. He knows the heart. Nothing is hidden. You can tell, you know, another human being, I hope in God. Well, the human being does not see as God. God knows those who truly trust in him. God knows those who truly hope in him. Nothing is hidden. We can talk the talk, walk the walk, but I tell you, God sees. God knows those who truly are cloven unto him, saying, look, I will not let you go. You have to help me. God knows those who trust, who believe sincerely in him, expecting him to come through for them. And so you can see. You have to have hope in your heart. Tell somebody, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not onto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Those are the attributes of those that hope, that trust in God. And I tell you, he knows those who truly believe, those who truly hope, those who truly trust in him to help them, to give them miracles. He knows the heart. Nothing. We cannot hide the heart from him. And so again, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. And so we see a great key. We've looked at the scriptures. We've seen it that yes, definitely Christ has power to help us. He will help us. The scripture says so. But do you know? Do you believe? Do you trust? Do you hope in him to do according as it is written concerning him? That he does. That is the key. We have to be people of hope. We have to allow hope to fill our hearts. But one thing we have to understand is this basic thing. Yes, we have all accepted Christ. And the day we accepted Christ, God gave to you and I a measure of faith. A measure of faith. Every one of us, the day we confessed Christ as Lord and Savior, we had a measure of faith. But guess what? That measure has to increase. That is the key. If that measure does not increase, we cannot go into trust, into hope. We cannot have our hearts filled with good hope. The word of God is the word of good hope. The word of God, we have to keep hearing, because the only way faith will increase, the only way that measure of faith will increase in our hearts is by hearing and hearing the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so when faith is increasing, that faith, remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So as we are hearing the word of God, faith that is the substance of things hoped for, faith is a spiritual substance. Of course, God is faith. He is spirit. And so faith will help us. Faith will help us to hope. For the Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of faith. He's also called the God of hope. But he will not fill our hearts with hope. He will not help us to believe and trust and to keep believing and trusting and hoping in him if we are not hearing the word of God. For all this is the work of faith. Who is faith? Remember, Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, and his spirit, the Holy Spirit, he gave to you and I, is the spirit of faith. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written. We believe and therefore speak. So the believing and the speaking and the trusting and the hoping is by the Holy Spirit. But he will not do anything except we hear the word of God. Faith has to increase in our lives. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The initial measure of faith, as made mention in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, if you don't continue in the word of God daily, it will decrease, diminish to nothing. We all know the parable of the talent. The one who had one, he did. And that same one was taken away from him. So if faith is not increasing, beware. You may likely lose it. And so we see faith has to increase. Please let's open to 2 Thessalonians and let's see something there. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Faith has to grow. Faith has to increase. The increase in faith goes with hope. Hope in Him, trusting, expecting Jesus, no matter the situation, He must come through for me. That is called hope. Hope faileth not. Hope will not what? Disappoint. We have to expect to enjoy the Spirit of Christ. We have to expect to experience the power of Christ. This is called hope, and the God we serve is the God of hope. This hope we're talking about is not human hope. Human hope will tell you nothing can be done. But the God kind of hope says, there's a way. There's always a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. When your back is pushed against the wall, I tell you, like the Red Sea, the wall can split open and you pass through. That's what we're talking about. And so again, please let's read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Let's zero down to verse 3. Please let's go. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all towards each other abounded. Now you see, faith has to increase. You cannot hold on to the initial measure of faith and not grow it by the hearing and hearing of the word of God under the guidance of the Spirit of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We know that. So when faith starts to increase, you will start to see you are trusting God more and more, believing the things of Christ according as He is written, believing the power of Christ. You start to hope in Him gradually over the years as you continue to hear the word of God daily and you come to church. You will start to see hope pouring forth into your heart. You will expect Christ to sort out things for you. But if you are not doing that, I tell you, you will not expect anything of Him. You may be going through the motions, saying the words, yes, I hope in Him, yes, I believe, but the heart, God knows those who trust in Him. Nahum chapter 1 verse 7. Please let's open to Romans chapter 15. Let's look at these scriptures and we will realize that it is God who gives hope. It is God who is good hope. Romans 15 verse 4. Please let's go. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Please let's read it again. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. See a great key. Without the word of God, there is no hope of God. We know that now. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we know faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. So the increasing faith does a work in our life. In other words, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of faith, and as he increases himself as faith in our lives, he does his work of hope. Please let's look at verse 13 of that same Romans chapter 15. So that we know that the same Holy Spirit, who is the spirit of faith, is also the God of hope. Just as Christ is our hope, so also is the Holy Spirit he gave to you and I, the God of hope. He is God, the Holy Ghost. Is the glory of Christ, the Spirit of Christ, given to you and I. And if you don't trust, if you don't hope in your healing from God in Christ Jesus, there's nothing we can receive. If you don't hope in breakthroughs according as it is written in Christ Jesus, there's nothing we can receive. He knows the heart. So we have to make sure, even if it's one verse a day, start looking into it so that the Holy Spirit can do the work of hope in your life and in my life. He's the spirit of faith. Faith is the substance of what things hope for, the evidence of things not seen. God is faith. He is the one who will pour himself into you and I as we are hearing the word of God. Even right now, he's doing that. And as he pours himself as faith into our hearts, that faith does many works in our lives. Helping us to believe, helping us to trust, helping us to hope. Please, let's read Romans chapter 15. Verse 13. Please let's go. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Please let's read it again. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So you can see that as we are hearing the word of God, faith is flowing from the spirit of faith, also called the Holy Spirit. And that faith does a lot of work in our lives, helping our heart to believe, helping our heart to trust, helping our heart to hope. In other words, we expect to enjoy the power of the Holy Ghost. The expectancy of God's power doing things for us is what is called hope. But if you are not looking into the Word of God, what you are hearing is all the negative things in the world. And that is hopelessness. Those news says nothing can be done. Hopelessness. Hopelessness. But I tell you, the word of God gives hope in the power of Christ. He is the God of miracles, as we sang this morning. We trust, we believe in him. That is what hope does. That is the work of the Holy Ghost. God wants you and I to hope in him according to his word, as he hopes in himself. See a great key? We are talking about divine hope now. So God is the hope. So he knows what his hope is. And so he wants us to have his very own hope, as he hopes in himself. So does he want you and I to hope in him? And this is the work of the God of hope, also called the Holy Ghost. Please let's open to 2 Thessalonians and let's see. This hope we're talking about is called good hope because it's of the word of God. It's not hopelessness. No, no. It's not bad hope. No, 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 no. It's not an unchanging thin hope. No, 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 no. It's called good hope. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I will encourage us to read it from verse 13 to 17. But let's first look at verse 13 and then we will zero down to verse 16. Please let's go. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and believe of the truth. See, the truth there, the word of God. Believe. That's part of the work of faith. Faith enables us to believe the word of God. And then faith, as that faith is increasing, as we are looking and we continue to look into truth, the word of God, faith will also help us to trust. Faith will also help us to hope. In other words, expect to experience, expect to enjoy all what the Bible is saying in your life. And that is the work of faith. God is faith. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of faith. He's the spirit of Jesus, who is what? The author and the finisher of our faith. We live by God, isn't it? That's why the scripture says the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by God who is faith. And so God who is faith is also the God of hope. He's also the one who will help us to hope, but he cannot do anything if we are not looking into his word daily. For God and his word are one and same. Please let's drop down to verse 16 now. Please let's go. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. See a great key. Good hope, good word, and good work, grace, belief of truth, all go hand in hand. And then the Lord Jesus Christ and God, even our Father. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the Father, is the Spirit of Christ. And so you can see we are talking about the hope that comes from God, the hope that is as a result of the word of God, also called good hope. I tell you, when Sarah looked at bad hope, she looked at her barrenness and her youth was gone. She was old. She said, oh, it is no longer, you know, right with me as the women. That so now I can't give you any child. See, that is what the situation in the physical will tell you. She said, I can't give you a child. Now go to my maid so that she will give you a child. But the word of good hope, which is the word of God, truth, turned it around. And the same Sarah now judged him what? Faithful. That he has power and is able to perform his word. That is hope.
That is what hope does. The same Sarah judged him what? Faithful. Please let's open to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. The same Sarah, look at what hope is. Hebrews 11, verse 11. Please let's go. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had what? Promised. See a key? The Amplified Version says, because she considered God who hath given her the promise to be reliable and trustworthy and true to his word. True to his word. That is the hope of God. Past age speaks of what? Hopelessness. There is nothing she can do to reverse the aging process, as we say, and to make herself younger and give birth. So she knew it is a hopeless situation. But the God kind of hope, which is according to the word of God, the good hope. For the word of God is good, and God is good. Only God is good. And only God has power to turn things around. And remember, father of faith, Abraham, considered him able to perform what he has said. Good hope. Hope. Believe in hope. Believe in Christ to do what he says he will do, according as it is written. And so you can see hope in the heart. Hope in the heart. We're not talking of human hope. Human hope will tell us nothing can be done. When we look at things round about us, we fear. But when we look at the word of God daily, fear disappears. And we start to say, my God is awesome. He will move the mountains. He will keep me in the valley, isn't it? Hide me from the proud waters that flow as rain. So you can see the God kind of hope is according to the word of God. You have to read the word of God yourself at home and come to church for us to read it together, so that hope, the God kind of hope, can fill our hearts. It is very important. Please let's open to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 15. So it is up to you if you want the miracles of God. You have to have that hope. How do you receive that hope? The word of hope. The good hope has good word. You have to keep looking into the word of God to look at Jesus, to see Jesus according as he is written under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. You have to be reading your Bible at home, even if it's one verse, so that the God of hope will fill your heart with hope as your faith is increasing. He is the one who will increase faith in our hearts. He gave us the initial measure of faith when we accepted Christ. So only he can increase the initial measure of faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Only he who is faith can help us to increase in faith. And we know he is the God of faith. And so you see that only he can help you and I to have faith and to have hope, to trust and to believe. Only He, God, is at work in us, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. We have to understand all these are the works of God. The divine hope is different. Divine faith, very different. God wants us to believe in Him as He believes Himself. God wants us to hope in Him as He hopes in Himself. God wants us to trust in Him as He trusts in Himself. So we see clearly all these things are of God. None of us can do all these things and it will be acceptable unto Him. In fact, the human hope is always what? Hopelessness. The flesh will not believe God unless we are helped as we hear the word of God. And of course, once we have chosen to, please, let's open to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 15. We will see there, hope is linked with faith being increased. The initial measure of faith has to increase in our lives. It's basic in Christianity. If what God gives, if we are not increasing it by the hearing of the word of God, we lose it. The parable of the talent is quite clear. Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 15. Please let's read it together. Not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. So again, you see, faith has to increase. Faith has to what? Increase. Faith has to increase. And as we join this with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So you can see, faith and hope, they go together. Faith has to increase. Faith does His work in our lives. And faith is the spirit of faith, the Holy Spirit pouring forth Himself as faith into our hearts. He also pours forth Himself as hope. He will help us to trust, but hope and faith and the word of God, they go hand in hand. Let's give Him all the glory for all what we've heard. Let's bless Him. He's our hope. He's the one. And so the duty of you and I is to make sure we increase in faith. And also, we receive hope from Him. In closing, let's open to Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Romans 5, verses 1 and 2. Please, let's go. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. I will read the Amplified version of verse 2, which says, through Him also we have our access, entrance, introduction by faith into this grace, state of God's favor, and we also know that it's God's power, in which we firmly and safely stand, and let us rejoice and exult in our hope of experiencing and enjoying the glory of God. Please underline that. Let us rejoice and exult in our hope of experiencing and enjoying, expect to experience and enjoy the glory of God. Expect, you see, hope, you expect to experience and enjoy the glory of God. Expect to enjoy in every area of your life the power of God. The expectation of the righteous shall not be what? Disappointed or cut off. So you have to expect to experience the power of God. The glory of God is also called the Holy Spirit. He is the same glory as of our Lord Jesus and the Father. Remember, the scripture says we enjoy the riches of his goodness in abundance, isn't it? Our God shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory. So you have to expect to enjoy the riches of the glory of God. The glory of God, Jesus Christ, he gave us his glory for us to also enjoy the riches of that glory. So you have to hope. You have to expect to experience and enjoy the glory of God. That is the good hope. You have to expect to experience and enjoy God's power in every area of your life. You have to experience, you have to expect to experience and enjoy the power of God in every affliction, in every troubles of life. Even with doing things, even good things you want to do, you have to expect to experience and enjoy the glory or the power of God. None of us can do good, only God, who will supply himself to us and help us to do good. And so we see hope. Hope. Hope is essential in this life. And we're talking of the God kind of hope. God kind of hope. And we all know Lamentations says it is good for a man to hope in God and wait patiently for his salvation. And this is all of our days on the face of the earth. Expect, hope in God. Keep looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lamentations 3:26 says, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. If you don't hope in Christ, you won't wait for him. You'll be running helter-skelter, looking for help in the physical. That is the key. Our expectation is of God in Christ Jesus. Our hope, we know God has given us his glory to enjoy the riches of his goodness in abundance. And we expect all of our days on the face of the earth to experience, to enjoy the glory, the power of God, all that God is. We will keep looking into the word of God. We will keep hoping, waiting in hope. And we know he will never fail us. Though the vision may tarry, but it shall surely come. We will see it. It will be made manifest. That salvation in every area of life at his appointed time of life, it will be made manifest. We will enjoy the riches of his goodness in abundance. We will enjoy the power of God in our lives. For he knows our heart that we trust in him. Let's give him all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.